Sure, old-time hockey.
Like Eddie Shore.
Yeah.
Hello, Boston Bruins fans. I'm Kurt Schmid, and you're listening to Believe in Boston Bruins on the Believe Podcast Network. We believe in Boston Bruins. Do you believe? On this week's episode, well, we're just going to get right into it. Now, I was going to do a show last week, and I figured I would wait on this subject until, you know, we had a straight answer. And apparently, we don't have a straight answer. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the big thing that happened with the Bruins last week, and that was that Bruce Cassidy was fired by the Boston Bruins. Now, we don't know the reasoning why he was fired by the Bees. I mean, it could be that, you know, he lost the locker room, which Don Sweeney denies. But he also said that the younger players didn't respond to him. So maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem was lying with the Jacobs family. Maybe they were the ones that wanted Bruce Cassidy gone. Because Bruce Cassidy was told in his exit interview, NHL teams do this every year after, you know, a couple days or a day after the season's over, you know, was told during his exit interview that he was going to be back. Well, apparently not. So you have to wonder, why was he fired? I mean, could it be the younger players in the locker room? You know, could it be that the Bruins are rebuilding, you know, and want to go in a different direction? That's a possibility too. But why would you go and fire a guy who led you to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2019? You won with him, or you won the President's Trophy with him in 2020 before COVID, you know, that whole COVID thing broke out, and they ended up having to play, you know, over the games over the summer with a long break. You know, maybe if it wasn't for COVID, maybe the Bruins would have gone on to the finals again and possibly winning the cup. But we won't know that. But that's the situation right now. I mean, Bruce Cassidy yesterday is now the new head coach of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. You know, a week later, he's the head coach somewhere. So that's got to tell you something. And you got to realize what direction are the Bruins going in right now? I mean, are the Bruins actually, you know, this tells me that they're going in for a full rebuild, no matter what. You know, why would they go ahead and do this? You know, maybe he wasn't getting along with the players. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe maybe not having Cassidy here is going to help Bergeron make his decision whether or not he's going to come back or not. You know, maybe it was, you know, a Bergeron said to the front office and said, if Bruce Cassidy comes back, I'm not coming back either. So we don't know the true story on why this happened. I mean, I'm still trying to figure this out. You know, why would you fire a guy with a successful, you know, coaching record, you know, since he became the Bruins coach? But now they got to go in some type of a direction, and they got to hire a brand new coach. And who did they go with? I mean, I don't want to see John Tortorella here, because that's just going to be a medium cluster F. That is. That's just going to, and it's going to be nothing but defensive hockey. All right? Because that's all he was, blocking shot. That's all the team was blocking shots when he was in New York, when he was in Columbus, and look how Columbus turned out. I mean, Jesus. You know, yeah, he's been successful, but the Bruins don't need that. Boston media is going to be all over this guy. Alain Vigneault, possibly, but he's been fired. How many times has he been fired? I mean, look at what happened in Philly. He didn't do anything in Philly. Yeah, he did do a little. He didn't do much in New York either. Yeah, he did go to a Stanley Cup final with Vancouver, but still, he hasn't had a decent track record. You know, there's Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice ended up quitting, whatever you want to call it, you know, in Winnipeg. You know, or do the Boston Bruins actually go in the you know, cater towards those younger players and go with somebody that's going to, you know, help out the younger players. You're not going to lose the younger players. I mean, Jim Montgomery, you know, he's been an assistant with the St. Louis Blues for the past two seasons. And he was also had a 2-year stint as the Dallas Stars head coach. So maybe he's a guy, you know. And then you have Jay Leach. I mean, Jay Leach has a history with the Bruins organization. He coached the Providence Bees, you know, from 2017 to 2021 before, you know, being named an assistant with the Seattle Kraken last summer. So he's got a little bit of a track record, you know. And then you have a guy by the name of Nate Lehman. Now, I don't know who this Nate Lehman guy is, but he's currently the head coach of the at Providence College. You know, he's been there for 11 years. You know, he led them to the 2015 national championship. And he's also, you know, he's also a consulting coach with the Bruins in their development camp. You know, and he served as the head coach of Team USA in the 2021 World Junior Championships, where the team won a gold medal. So maybe with a rebuild, they're going to decide to go to college, maybe go with this college coach. But then again, why you're a successful college coach, you know, in Hockey East, I almost said Big East, wow, in Hockey East, you know, why would you leave that position? The same thing with David Quinn. David Quinn left Boston College, you know, for coaching the Rangers, and he didn't do very well. I mean, could Dan Quinn be the next head coach of the Boston Bruins? I haven't got a clue. Well, the front office doesn't have a clue what they're doing. I mean, the thing is, Lehman actually almost became the head coach of the Providence Bruins a while back. So who knows what's going to happen, you know, with this. I mean, what direction is this team going in? You know, are they going younger? Because if the thing is, if they go with somebody like David Quinn or, you know, Lehman, then this team is going in for a full rebuild. Because that's what the Rangers did. You know, are the Bruins going to win a Stanley Cup with a college coach? No. What's going to happen in this situation, whether it's Lehman or Quinn, they're going to bring one of these two guys in. They're going to coach this team, you know, a group of younger players. And then possibly, you know, can that coach, whoever it is, and what they're going to do is they're going to bring in somebody with more qualifications. You know, maybe a Gerard Gallant at that point. Maybe Barry Trotz is still out there. But I don't see Barry Trotz coming to the Boston Bruins. The only way I would see Barry Trotz coming to the Boston Bruins, if the Bruins weren't going to go for a full-blown, you know, blow-up rebuild. And that's the direction the team is going in. So, you know, are you going to bring in a veteran coach to coach these younger players? Or are you going to bring in somebody with, you know, some, you know, experience with younger players? And that's where you usually go with a college coach, you know, like a Quinn or a Lehman. I mean, or you go the other route with Jay Leach. I mean, Jay Leach has coached the Providence Bruins, you know, for a while, for a good five seasons. Or six seasons, or four seasons, whatever, you know, is that the direction? You know, he knows this. Jay Leach knows the system. He knows the players here in Boston. So my guess is like Jay Leach would be a perfect fit. You know, maybe even promoting, you know, you know, Chris Kelly. I mean, people have talked about bringing, you know, having Chris Kelly, you know, who's an assistant, have him come in, you know, and then have Adam McQuaid come in and be an assistant. But it's a good, you know, it's a wait and see here, because right now this team is not going to be a playoff team next year. They are not a playoff team. They won't be a playoff team for a couple of years. So what do you do? You know, if you're not going to be a playoff team and if you're rebuilding, you know, go with somebody who's going to respond to the younger, you know, a coach that's going to, you know, that's going to make the younger players respond. You know, that's the thing. That's where this team, you know, that's the direction this team should go in if they're going to be, you know, going to just go for a complete rebuild. You might as well. Because like I said, this team is not a playoff team, at least for another couple of years. And it's going to be tough to watch this team over the next few years. Yeah, it's going to be fun watching players develop, you know, under whoever the head coach is. You know, that's going to be the fun part, watching this team develop. And you got to remember, you know, the New York Rangers did something similar last summer. Basically, they fired their whole front office. You know, they fired their coach. They fired their, I mean, basically, they fired the whole front office, brought in a whole brand new, you know, with the exception of Chris Drury. And what happened? This team went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So maybe the Bruins saw something. Maybe the Bruins saw something that, you know, that, you know, the Rangers did and said, maybe we should try that. Maybe we might get a different reaction from our players. So who knows what these guys, you know, what they're thinking. But they got to make, you know, they got to make the right choice. And right now, the right choice, I don't know what the right choice is. I mean, the right choice would have been to keep Bruce Cassidy. But they decided not to, and he is going to be playing blackjack in Vegas. I mean, you know, where else do you go? You know, if I'm going, here's the, you know, complete rebuild. You go with a college coach or minor league coach. So that would be Jay Leach to me is the top guy because he's been here. He knows these players. He knows these players coming in. He knows, you know, what Jack Stanica is capable of. I mean, maybe this might be a wake-up call for Jack Stanica, finally. You know, or, you know, even a wake-up call for Jake DeBrusk. But DeBrusk had a decent season once he was moved to the top line. Then again, anybody playing on the top line is going to put up big numbers. So, who knows? It drove me nuts the past week trying to think about, you know, where to go, what direction to go to, you know, for this podcast. You know, I was waiting to see what was going to happen. You know, would the Bruins actually have somebody right away? And they don't. You know, why would you go and fire a guy if you don't already have somebody waiting in line already? So your guess is as good as mine, but, you know, I'm thinking if they're going with a complete rebuild of this team, then they might be going the college direction with either a Dave Quinn or Nate Lehman. I mean, Lehman's part of the somewhat part of the organization. You know, he is a consultant during their development camp. So, you know, who knows there. It's going to be interesting to see what they got to do. Now, they don't really have to have a head coach in the position right away. They don't. I mean, I know the draft is coming up and it'd be nice to have a coach, you know, in there for the draft, but you really don't need a head coach in there to make this, because he's not the one making decisions. you know, if you're the chef, what was it? Who was it? Pilt Barcells, when he was either coaching New England or Dallas, you know, you can't you can't be the cook if you can't shop for the groceries type of thing. That doesn't matter here. It really doesn't matter here. And the thing is that, you know, you got to bring in players, especially younger players that are going to relate to the new head coach. I mean, my choice would be Jay Leach. He's here. He's been here. He knows the players. He knows the system. And like I said, maybe somebody like a Jack Stanica would probably, you know, be okay with him. You know, would probably have a decent, you know, would make the lineup and have a decent, you know, decent career in Boston. You know, maybe that's the direction they go in. Because like I said before, the Rangers did it for a few seasons with David Quinn, and that turned out to be okay. You know, he developed basically he's developing players, and they're about college age. So maybe that's the direction they go in. But I don't know. I still think the Bruins made a big mistake for doing this. Big mistake. They should have just held on for another, you know, for another season. Then again, they could have known that this is basically going to be rebuilding, and you know, they don't want him. You know, they didn't want him to stick around for a complete rebuild. You know, but like I said, this team is going to be basically in the toilet for the next couple of seasons. It is. It's just going to be a rebuild with whoever's going to be the coach. And, you know, we're going to have to be patient as Bruins fans. I mean, we've already got some decent players, young players in the lineup anyways. We have Swayman. We have McAvoy. You know, we have John Beecher coming in next season. We have Fabian Lysell, you know, in the mix. You know, we have a bunch of kids still playing in college. Maybe that's where Nate Lehman comes in, with a lot of these younger players coming in from college. And Don Sweeney, you know, even though his drafting has completely sucked, his trades have been somewhat in the middle. His signing of free agent college kids has done pretty well. So maybe that's where they go with the college coach. But college coaches coming into the NHL, like a David Quinn, a Nate Lehman, hell, we could even go all the way back to Herb Brooks. They're not successful, but they're mainly coming in as a I would say not as a buffer, but in there to develop players. That's basically what they're coming in for, is to develop younger players, because they deal with younger players at the college level. They deal with 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds at the college level. And that's what you're going to have playing for your Bruins in the next few years. You're going to have guys, you know, in their early 20s. And that might be a good fit as far as a college coach goes. But, you know, you're going to have to make that change eventually to get that high profile coach. And right now, those high profile coaches out there, you know, I mean, there's some good coaches out there, but would I really want to go with a Vigneault, or, you know, a Rick Bowness is out there, but I think he's done. I think Joe Quenneville would have been perfect, but I think he's done with all the controversy back in the beginning of the season. And then, you know, you have Claude Julien. I think he's done too. So, you know, where do you go from there? I mean, you have Montgomery there. You have Leach. You have Nate Lehman. You have David Quinn. You know, there's quite a few other guys out there. And maybe that's the direction they go in. So it's going to be interesting, because if they go with either, you know, a Lehman or a Quinn, then that's going to tell you they're going to go all in for a complete rebuild. And if that's the case, you know, you're going to be paying high ticket prices. You're going to be paying $150 for a ticket to watch a college coach team. If I want to go watch a college coach team, I can easily go down to Sacred Heart, Quinnipiac, Yale, or even even up to UConn, if I want to watch college hockey, you know, at like $15, not $150 that I'm going to be paying to watch, you know, a college, basically a college coach team coaching college aged kids. Because that's what it's going to be. That's what the next couple of seasons are going to be. They're not going, the Bruins aren't going to go out and sign these free, I mean, free agency sucks. You know, as far as Don Sweeney goes, he doesn't know how to sign free. I mean, sometimes he'll find one in the, you know, that diamond, but, or that gem. So far he hasn't. Same thing goes for the draft. I mean, with the exception of, you know, Fabian Lysell, who tore up the WHL this year, you know, but then again, what's going to happen with him? And then speaking of other, you know, other players, I mean, rumors coming out that if Don Sweeney is still the GM, David Pastrnak wants out of Boston. Well, let me tell you something. I had a conversation over the weekend saying that maybe the Bruins should deal David Pastrnak for a bunch of first round picks. I mean, if that's Pastrnak's, you know, decision, you know, if that's true, then I would actually make that move. I would trade Pastrnak for first round picks. But the problem is that Don Sweeney probably will either trade those picks himself, you know, or waste those picks on players that weren't even supposed to be picked. I mean, yeah, you couldn't predict the outcome for Jake DeBrusk. You couldn't pick the outlook for Zach Senyshyn, which was a complete bust. But if you think about it, maybe if Zach Senyshyn would have stuck around, maybe having a new head coach here would benefit him. But we'll never know about that one either. But this summer is going to be, I mean, this summer is going to, is a make or break summer for the Bruins. I mean, it starts with the coach, starts with the draft, free agency. And I don't see them doing anything with free agency. I mean, who knows what they do with the draft? I mean, maybe they do bring in a college coach or somebody like that, you know, to help them choose, you know, make the right decisions as far as like younger players coming in. So, you know, it's going to be a big couple of years for the Bruins. We don't know right now. We don't know which direction they're going in. And I think that the choice for head coach is going to be the definite. If it's Nate Lehman or Dan Quinn, David Quinn, or any other, you know, college coach, then they're going the rebuild route. If they're going with Jay Leach, then they're just going to go with a small rebuild, you know, somewhat of a rebuild, but I'm not going to say, you know, not much. But I would have to go with that they are going to go with a full blown rebuild, and the next 3 years are going to be, you know, it's going to be fun to watch these kids, you know, grow and you know, see what happens. I mean, I don't know if I'm actually going to sit there every night and watch a Bruins game and watch them like totally, you know, they're done. You know, this team could possibly be a lottery pick next year. But then Sweeney would probably blow that one. I mean, I could just picture it. Draft day, you get the draft lottery, right? You get the number one overall pick. And you don't even pick the guy who's like the number, you know, who's the best player by Central Scouting. You basically, you know, if you have the first pick, he's probably gonna wind up picking the guy 10th pick because they need to fill an empty spot on defense. So who knows what's going on with that one? But the next couple of weeks is gonna be interesting between a new head coach, the draft, free agency, you know, maybe a trade here or there. I mean, I wouldn't be too surprised if Jake DeBrusk gets traded over the offseason. But they got to make some decent decisions. And last week, yeah, firing Bruce Cassidy should have kept him. He's got the track, you know, a Stanley Cup Finals in 2019, President's Trophy in 2020. Possibly, if it wasn't for COVID, they probably would have made it to the finals, you know, during a regular playoff run instead of being in a stupid bubble. You know, plus you actually also had the distraction of, you know, Tuukka having his family issues and stuff like that. So, and then this season, you know, the team started out crappy. Cassidy made a few line changes, and what happened? The team basically, you know, was on fire between January and the end of the season. They went on a tear, and it was his coaching that did it. You know, did he lose the locker room towards, you know, in the playoffs? But you got to realize, they took the Carolina Hurricanes to 7 games. That's nothing. That's he shouldn't have been fired for that. So there's got to be something, and it's got to come out somewhere, you know, why the decision was made. And the other thing is, should Don Sweeney have even made the decision to fire him? Because what's his contract situation? You know, is it an extension? You know, is he going to have an extension? You know, was his contract up? You know, when is his contract up? You know, I really didn't look into that before doing this morning. I really didn't look into that because I felt that, you know, I had to talk about Cassidy and his, you know, firing right away. And who's going to be the next coach? Because, hell, I don't know. But, you know, like I said, you know, complete rebuild college coach or AHL coach. So maybe Jay Leach is going to be the man. But it's going to be a wait and see. But I have a feeling that Bruins fans are in for a long couple of seasons. And the thing is that even like I've been telling myself this whole time, is it going to be worth, you know, watching the team next year? I mean, it might be fun to watch the team because they're going to be, you know, watch this team develop into a, you know, a contender. You know, usually a rebuild is usually fun to watch because you get to see the teams develop. But it's going to be a long couple of seasons, you know, and, you know, are people going to actually come out and watch this team? You know, what's going to, I mean, people, I've seen people cancel their season tickets. I mean, will it be, you know, worth it to spend $150 on a ticket for this team? You know, are you going to want to spend, I mean, let alone, are you going to want to spend a night out in Boston? I mean, think about it. If you're driving in from Connecticut for a 7 o'clock game, you know, you're not going to drive straight. Maybe you drive straight home. Maybe you don't, you know, but you got to figure, you know, you're going to be shelling out a lot of money for parking, for the ticket, at least $150, you know, somewhere around there. You know, and, you know, gas money and everything, that's going to cost you a lot of money to go see, you know, a team. You know, you're better off going to see your local, you're better off going to Providence. You know, if you live in Massachusetts, you know, you're better off going to Worcester or Springfield. If you're in Connecticut, you're better off going to Hartford or Bridgeport, or hell, even going to Storrs or Yale or Quinnipiac or even Sacred Heart to watch live hockey. Unless you're into that kind of stuff, you know, you want to root for the team, you know, watch the team rebuild, then, you know, then watch the team. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably not going to watch a lot of Bruins hockey next year or for the next 3 years because it's not really going to be worth watching, you know, if this is the way this organization is going to be run. I think what the Bruins should have done was at the end of the season, just clean house. Clean house. Sweeney, Neely, you know, possibly. I mean, even if a new general manager came in, maybe Bruce Cassidy would have gotten fired anyways, if a new GM came in. But there's nobody out there to be a general manager. There really isn't. You know, and could all this play into, you know, Bergeron, you know, whether or not he's going to retire or not? You know, and, you know, what happens with Brad Marchand? Does he, you know, with double hip surgery, does he come back at 100% and then all of a sudden say, you know what, since my buddy Bergeron's not here, I'm going to retire like mid-January? You know, does he pull a Tuca and say, you know what, I tried to go, you know, four games, five games, six, whatever games in, and say, you know what, I can't do it, I'm going to retire next to my buddy Marchand. I mean, next to my buddy Bergeron. So, like I said, this is going to be a long couple of years. It's going to be interesting to see which direction they go as far as a coach. Do they go to, you know, a young team, college coach, or, you know, somewhat of a mix in Jay Leach? Do they go with Jim Montgomery? So it's going to be interesting to see how the next couple of weeks goes. You know, all we do know is that Bruce Cassidy is, in fact, a Las Vegas Golden Knight. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine. This show is available on all your favorite streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. And you can also find us at Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. Are you interested in advertising on this show? Please contact Believe at Believe.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and go Bruins.